This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are plenty of images of past St. Louis ballparks, except the field that was home to the Negro National League team, the St. Louis Stars. That was until a couple of years ago when a worker at the Missouri Historical Society was going through hundreds of negatives and made the discovery of her career. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, the find is an important link to Negro National Parks that no longer exist.
At the Historical Society's Library and Research Center, Lauren Salwasser is showing Sharon Smith a large negative on a light box.
Right there at the bottom is where it's very blurry, but it says Stars Park.
Wow.
Maybe it's advertising.
Salwasser found what might be the only known picture of a ballpark where the Negro National League played throughout most of the 1920s. She calls it the most significant find of her career. Salwasser is a visual materials associate processing archivist with the Society, kind of part historian, part detective, who deciphers remnants of St. Louis's past.
I get sucked down the rabbit hole, and I find it very exciting.
Figuring out exactly which stadium was in that negative took detective work. She originally thought it might have been Sportsman's Park, but it did not match other images of that stadium. That's when Salwasser thought maybe, just maybe, it was an elusive Stars Park image. She used other old photos at the intersection of Compton Avenue and Market Street in St. Louis to see if her hunch was correct.
I was very, very lucky and found a picture that had been taken about a decade later, so after the stadium was torn down, and it was facing a different direction. So it was kind of a different angle of the same intersection, but the corner of the building is the same in both images. And that's what I used to make the match.
The Haristow State University baseball field is now at the spot, but back in the 1920s, it was home to the St. Louis Stars. The team was stacked with players like James Cool Papa Bell, Willie Wells, and George Mule Suttles. All are now in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The Stars won league championships, but once the Great Depression hit, it was tough to hold on. The team was awarded the 1931 pennant, but the league folded that same year.
I think it's pretty important that we have the Stars Park story, but, you know, it's such a short blip.
That's Sharon Smith. She's the Historical Society's curator of civic and personal identity.
And maybe that's part of it, too, is, you know, we didn't get to carry on that Negro League tradition for as long as, say, Kansas City Monarchs or some of the other teams in the East. And that's maybe the sad part of the story. But the photo, you know, we get to hold that.
Even though the Stars were not around long, the discovery of the image is an important link to one of the only ballparks owned by a Negro National League team. Ray Doswell is vice president and curator of the Negro League's Baseball Museum. It's in Kansas City. He says Stars Park was a 10,000-seat venue.
And maybe it didn't have the same capacity as, say, maybe the Major League or Minor League ballparks in the area. But you had enough where your fans could come and feel safe. And that meant all fans, white or black, can come and feel safe, and then you control the revenue.
And keeping that revenue was key. Some teams had to rent their playing fields from major league squads, essentially turning their games into moneymakers for big clubs like the New York Yankees. But the ballparks owned by Negro League teams are gone. A few of the other parks those squads played in are still around. Doswell says that includes Rickwood Field in Alabama, the former home of the Birmingham Black Barons.
That stadium is really a museum now. You can go and visit, and they have a Friends of Rickwood Field Society that helps preserve the stadium.
Preservation efforts are also underway for Hinchcliffe Stadium in Paterson, New Jersey, and Hamtramck Stadium near Detroit. The time for similar initiatives for Stars Park in St. Louis is long gone. But thanks to the persistence of an archivist at the Missouri Historical Society, there is finally confirmed photographic evidence to remember a league, Hall of Fame players, and a park that all had vital roles in St. Louis's rich baseball history. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.